Torrin Wells, God's Not Done With You on WWIB. Some good encouragement to get us started this morning on this chilly day. And we're asking you, and we'll ask our friend Jason Cairns about chilly this morning, and already hearing from Dan the Trucker on the subject. On this Thursday, with Russia going to an all-out war against Ukraine, explosions rock Ukraine as Putin declares war. So those are some of the headlines. More with SRN. Top of the hour. Good morning, Jason Cairns.
Good morning.
All right, we're hearing from Dan the Trucker on the listener line at 715-396-1670. He says, great morning. First prayers to those in Ukraine. Chile, you asked. This doesn't sound good, but a side of bread with peanut butter, dunking the bread is amazing. I like that suggestion.
Wow. I've never heard of that before.
That sounds good.
Huh. Is it going to be raisin toast that he's dipping in the
no mention,
with peanut butter? Or?
No, there's a time for raisin toast, as everybody knows, but it's not with your chili, probably. Not with your
all
chili.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a new one by me. So it's chili day today?
It is chili day today, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I love chili.
That's the question, is what is the key to a great chili?
Oh, boy, that's a good question.
You ponder that. Here is this from Kevin at the Kevin of the Office, okay?
At least once a year, I like to bring in some of my Kevin's famous chili. The trick is to undercook the onions.
So that's Kevin's thoughts.
Yeah, I would not say that. For me, chili has to have meat.
Yeah,
I know that there are people who will eat it without, but I have to have the con carne for me. To really enjoy it. So I like bacon in my chili.
Now, see, I'm not used to bacon. You really? You like bacon
in
your chili? All right. Well, we'll put that down.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Adds a little bit of smoke to it. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Growing up, the chili your mom made as well, did it have the kidney beans? I mean, my mom's always had the kidney beans, so.
Yeah, my mom hated beans. So we never had that in our chili if we had it. So it was always typically just meat and sauce, or sometimes it would be the chili soup where there were noodles in it as well. But that doesn't really count in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah. And that's a whole other question I've heard asked on radio shows even in the last couple of weeks is chili soup? And some say yes, some say no. I don't think of it as a soup, really. No.
Right. I agree. I might have to have chili today now that you say that.
All right. It is also National Library Lovers Month. I've got seven words that can be used to describe a book enthusiast. You certainly are one. So let's see how many of these fit you. Are you ready?
You bet.
I will say the word, give the definition, and then you answer. All right. A bibliophile is a person who collects many books or has a great appreciation for books.
Yeah, for sure. That's me. Many books.
Yeah. So one for one. Number two, a biblioclept is someone who actually steals books. The term book thief works.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever stolen a book.
Okay.
So that's a zero for me.
All right, one for two. A bookerazzi, a book lover who excitedly takes photos of the books that they read and posts them online.
Sadly, that would also describe me. Yes,
okay.
I am bookerazzi.
All right. Next up is a... Boy, this is interesting. I never saw this until yesterday. Shelf righteous is the feeling of superiority about one's bookshelf.
And again, one of those things I don't necessarily like to confess, but yes, I am very proud of my bookshelf.
My wife recently got another smaller bookcase, and we've got them. I mean, she's put them like up on the high up on the walls. We've got a couple in our bedroom, and. She has heard me say, well, Jason has ... So, all right, three more. Okay, don't judge me on this one, but it's called readultery. Yes, you read that correctly. Readultery is when a book lover cheats on one book by reading another book simultaneously.
Yep, I definitely do that. I will often have three or four going at any given time.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing. I don't think readultery should... Let's throw that out of the vocabulary, I think so.
Yeah, I agree. It has a negative connotation.
This is an odd word. Again, I never saw until yesterday. Bibliobibuli, you're probably thinking book bully, but no, this would simply be a person who reads too much.
You know, I don't think I read too much. I actually would like to read more than I actually do currently. So I don't know that that one would currently apply to me.
It's all a matter of beauties in the eye of the beholder, I imagine. Finally,
right, for sure, yeah.
Scrollmate is, have you ever fallen in love with a book? Well, the author of that story is very much your scrollmate.
Yeah, you know, I definitely have books that I've fallen in love with, and I have authors that I think would probably fall in line with that.
Yeah.
So Larry Crabb, Chuck DeGroat, I think both would be that for me. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's a good list. That's a fun list to kind of think through.
Something a little different here this morning.
Yeah,
prayers for Ukraine for sure, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I was just reading up on some stories again this morning, and my heart just breaks.
I know.
Thinking about what's going on there. So
absolutely. Yeah. 45 million people. So, all right. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. WWIB. All right. And going to the front of the line with birthdays today, actually, is a voicemail. So let's give that a listen here on WWIB.
Hello. First, because I know we're cutting it close, today is Aubrey Ann Christensen's birthday. And yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that. And then also on how to see what goes into a great chili. I think it all starts with, yeah, the chili itself, the chili sauce, the soup, whatever you want to call it, that base. From there, yeah, any of the meat. If it's a good sauce, you can add meat, you can add beans, you can add onions, you can add chips, you can add noodles, you can add whatever you want. It's delicious. But you can install that, the base, that great sauce. And I'm not sure what goes into it, but I know a good one when I have it.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Sounds like more of a connoisseur of it than maybe necessarily the guy cooking it up. But, yeah, good thoughts there on the chili. And that is our question this morning is, on this chili day, what is the key to a great chili? But it's his daughter Aubrey's birthday today as well. She's quite the talented young volleyball player.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday, and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday so we could party.
It's your birthday.
Now, happy birthday, Aubrey, following in her mom's footsteps with the great volleyball skills. All right, Caleb, we're having fun with question of the morning on chili day. What's the key to a great chili? Asking folks to let us know, and a lot have weighed in at 396-1670. What's the key to a great chili? Kevin from the office thinks this.
At least once a year, I like to bring in some of my Kevin's Famous chili. The trick is to undercook the onions.
Huh. Don't spill it, Kevin.
No. Nobody else has offered that take. Four Below, WWIB, let us know your thoughts on that. Hey, yeah, we're talking about chili today and more recommendations.
If you want to add a little bite to your chili, just add a dash of Pepper X.
Mm. Pepper X. All right, thank you, John. It's chili day today, and we're asking you, what's the key to a great chili? Let us know, 396-1670, and Caleb, a lot of people have weighed in.
Yes, they have indeed. And just got a response in our new WIB Wake Up Show Facebook groups. Not just the page, but we have a group. Search the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook, and then you can actually see the questions of the day and such. And there's a giveaway going on there right now as well. So again, on this chili day, we want to know what's the key to a great chili in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Ronnie Appleseed says jalapenos.
Mm-hmm. And also, we had Jason this morning on the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cans in Eau Claire had said he likes bacon in his chili. He's not alone. We're hearing that from Pastor Travis Albrecht from Valleybrook Church. Capital letters says bacon is a must for chili.
A must. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I've had chili, maybe some bacon bits on top, but are you saying mix it in? So sure.
I don't remember it.
So. That, yeah, good tip. Sherry from Bloomer, she says, I like noodles in my chili. Grew up with it as a kid. And that's, I've had chili with noodles, and a story on that maybe in a bit, but chili with noodles occasionally, uh-huh. I think it is a delicious additive to the chili. You bet.
I gotta say, you kind of, maybe it's how you grew up. I didn't grow up with noodles in the chili, so it takes some getting used to, but it comes in all different shapes and sizes. Dan the trucker says this morning at 396-1670, he says, a side of peanut butter dunking the bread is amazing in your chili.
I mean, peanut butter crackers or bread with tomato soup, a tomato-based
chili. I'm
going
to try that. Sounds good.
On this chili day, we want to know here in the WIB Wake Up Show, what's the key to a great chili? On the listener line at 396-1670, Mike from La Crosse just says, you know what the key is? A lot of chili powder. Spice it up.
Yeah, we got actually Brian weighing in with a birthday and some chili tips this morning.
Hello, first, because I know we're cutting it close, today is Aubrey Ann Christensen's birthday. So I just wanted to let you know that. And then also on what goes into a great chili, I think it all starts with, the chili itself, the chili sauce, the soup, whatever you want to call it, that base. From there, any of the meats, if it's a good sauce, you can add meat, you can add beans, you can add onions, you can add chips, you can add noodles, you can add whatever you want. It's delicious, but you can install that. The base, that great sauce. And I'm not sure what goes into it, but I know a good one when I have it.
There we go.
There you go. And Linda from Chippewa Falls, she says, besides putting the mixture of beans and hamburger and onions, also garlic, turmeric powder. And then she says either fresh garlic or powdered garlic and turmeric powder. So she says on top, grated cheese, a dollop of sour cream, if you like that as well.
Yeah. We had a listener say a great chili is Wendy's copycat chili, probably the diced green peppers. Top it with the shredded cheese, tortilla chips, and sour cream. I think, do they mean Wendy's restaurant? Because they do have a good chili as far as restaurants.
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about there. And Randy from Stanley says, a good chili needs enough chili powder to cause at least a mild sweat on your forehead.
I like that answer.
When there's a viral social media food trend, always proceed with caution. Remember the Tide Pods? But yogurt toast is the latest trend on TikTok when it comes to food. And we're just not sure. Maybe we're old, but we're just not sure if this is something that a reasonable person would want to try.
Now, see, the difference is this morning when Dan the Trucker on 396-1670 texted in and said, trust me on this, peanut butter bread dipping in your chili is really good. That sounded good to me. Yogurt toast, not so much.
Yeah, and maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know, but the young folks, a lot of folks say millennials, of which I'm a part, maybe latter part of that generation, avocado toast, big deal, right? And not something that I'm super interested in. But
you like
again,
avocados.
Yeah, and our longtime buddy Elijah Freeman, who is on Saturdays and Sundays for a long time with us here.
He liked it?
He's big on avocado toast.
Okay.
So, again, maybe I shouldn't knock it until I've tried it. But that was the trend. Now, apparently taking the world by storm is, hey, put another dairy product on your toast that is not butter.
You know, avocado toast sounds better to me than yogurt toast. I don't know. Yogurt's a little more runny, right? I mean, avocado's a little drier.
Yeah.
The guacamole.
No, let's, if this isn't just, put a nice strawberry yogurt on your toast. So let's dive into this a bit more. So known as the Feel Good Foodie on TikTok, Yumna Jawad recently nabbed over 1 million views for her video featuring yogurt toast. Now, it's not just sugary yogurt. It's also called custard toast. It has three main ingredients, the bread, of course, Greek yogurt, and eggs. As the bread bakes, the yogurty mixture atop forms crisp, caramelized edges and a sweet custardy center. They say it's similar to French toast. Does that sound better or worse?
Boy, okay.
I mean, because I love French toast.
I do.
I don't mind custard.
Yes.
I mean, Culver's custard is going to be the best. But, yeah, I know the traditional custard. So does it sound any better once we hear it explained a little bit more?
I think that sounds more appealing than just getting dumping some toast and dumping yogurt on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Y'all try it.
Although I got to say French toast with pure maple syrup would be preferable to either of those. So, hey, congratulations to Francesca Battistelli and her husband giving birth to, I believe, her sixth child, Annabeth Catherine Goodwin. We shared the picture and her Instagram post on the WIB Facebook page. Annabeth weighing in at the same weight as her brother, Benny, at 9 pounds, 14 ounces. That's good size.
That's a big child.
Annabeth means full of favor and grace. My God is an oath, and Catherine pure. So she says we can already tell that she's strong and joyful, and we're so enamored with our little Pepper, what our family's been calling her for months. Thank you for all the prayers and checking in. Francesca Battistelli. She was an only child. I had a chance to talk to her mom on one occasion here on WWIB. Here is the new mom, sixth time over.
This is Lori from Fall Creek, and I have extreme cabin fever.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
This is Hannah.
Max, and Isabella.
And this is our cabin fever stream.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Hi, this is Al. From Tilden, and we both have extreme cabin fever.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Well, on this chilly day, we're asking you at 396-1670 and on the all-new, the WWIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, what's your key ingredient to a great chili? What makes it a great chili for you? And thinking about the best chili I've ever had, grew up with chili a lot, so mom would make it, but actually that was one of my dad's signature meals, as he would make chili as well, too, sometimes Monday nights or when we'd be going to Awana. So dad would make chili, and then I got married. And when I got married early on in our marriage, this is probably like the first month or two. Lindsay could correct me on this. But anyway, so getting used to living with somebody else. And for one thing, eating better than I ever had because my wife is such a great cook and so kind to make incredible meals for our family. And so someone earlier mentioned noodles in chili. And that is something that I did not grow up with, was noodles and chili. But Lindsay made a chili that had some spiral noodles in it. And you also mentioned cocoa. And there was something that she put in the chili. If you've ever had Cincinnati chili, I know they use a little bit of like baking chocolate or cocoa in there to have a little sweetness. Uh-huh. And the sweetness with the spice is just phenomenal. So she kind of combined not only regular traditional chili with noodle-filled chili with some Cincinnati chili elements. And I kid you not, I still, to this day, remember that chili as the best, with apologies to my dear mother, the best chili I have ever had in my entire life. And this is early on in our marriage. I'm like, Lord, thank you. This is just the best. I can't believe I get to eat like this. And that chili was just, again, kind of the smokiness and the sweetness. It was an incredible chili. And even now, I almost salivate thinking about how incredible that chili was. And I told my new young wife, I said, wow, is there any way we could have this on a regular basis? Because this was incredible. And she told me, well, I didn't have a recipe. I just made it up. And she said, I don't remember how I made it. So we've had lots of good chilies since then, but we have never recaptured that one magical evening when she made the best chili I think the world has ever seen or tasted, but just did it by feel, and it has never since been replicated.
That's funny.
That's my chili moment.
There you go. Well, you know, it's interesting because just I think you mentioned maybe there was some cocoa powder included in it, and that was something just we came up with this as a question yesterday, and people are saying cocoa powder and chili go very well together, and it does give that sweetness,
too. Oh, I absolutely agree. And again, if you haven't had Cincinnati chili, you're missing out.
I'm more of a taco soup maker, but I think I want to try, you know, all this talk, I'm like, I'm going to try some chili and get, following Dan the Trucker, a little maybe of some peanut butter bread to dip into it as well, was his recommendation. Well, we're thrilled to be joined by the very talented Jordan St. Cyr on the phone with us this morning from Nashville. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Great to have you on. Mark and Caleb here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Jordan, it's chilly day here in more ways than one, not just the soup, but also we've had temperatures well below zero. I'm guessing just a little bit warmer in Nashville.
Just a little bit. But, you know, we've only been here 2.5 weeks. I'm from Canada, so I feel your pain.
You know it. You know it.
We got to ask you before Caleb gets to rapid fire, which I was explaining to you off the air. The question for the listeners this morning has been, what is the key to a great chili?
A great chili?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I guess some good spice.
Some good spice.
You got to have a little bit of, you know, jalapeno in there.
Yeah, a little bit. There we go.
We've heard that before, too. Yeah, enough to cause a little bit of a mild sweat on the forehead, is what some folks have said.
That's right.
Jordan St. Cyr joins us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. His new self-titled album is releasing on March 4th. We're going to start off, Jordan, by playing rapid fire. So what we do is we put 60 seconds on the clock and we try to ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can in that time period. All of these can be answered in just a few words or less. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. Here
we
go.
All right, rapid fire with Jordan St. Cyr, and here we go. What's your favorite place to vacation?
Oh, my goodness. Let's go Banff, Alberta in Canada.
What's the last book you read?
Oh, I read the Matthew McConaughey biography, Green Lights.
Go-to snack food for you?
Anything chocolate or ice cream.
What's your least favorite household chore?
Cleaning toilets.
20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
Oh, my gosh. Let's go 90 degrees. I'm not a fan of the cold.
What was your best subject in school growing up?
Chemistry.
Favorite sports team?
Winnipeg Jets. Hockey all the way.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Oh, my wife would say yes, and I would say absolutely not.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs. 100% dogs.
And finally, a bonus question. What's one song you will always sing along to other than your own?
Oh, my goodness. Anything by the artist Andy Grammer.
There you go.
I'm glad you gave him the bonus question because I think I started the timer just a second early. So.
Yeah, there we go. So well done. Jordan St. Cyr here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Woo! Self-titled album comes out on March 4th.
Jordan, tell us a bit about yourself. You mentioned your wife.
Yeah, married almost 15 years, have four kids. Our boys, Aiden and Liam, are 11 and 10. Our girls, Willa and Emery, are 7 and 3. Originally from Canada, moved to Tennessee 2.5 weeks ago, and we're kind of in that, oh my goodness, what did we do phase. So we're finding our feet here.
So, Jordan, did I hear you correctly? So your two boys are your oldest two, and then your two girls are your youngest?
Yes, sir.
So what was that like being a boy dad and then having those little princesses come along? What was that transition like where you just had the little boys, maybe a little more rough and tumble, and then the little girls come along?
Well, the boys, it's weird because, you know, I needed their affirmation to know that I was a good dad. You know, like if I could make them smile or laugh and they responded, I would be like, okay, I'm doing something right. With the girls, I remember when our first girl was born, I was in tears. Mm. And that something completely changed in me, and I was, don't get me wrong, loved my boys, but there was something different about a dad and his little girl the very first time, and something changed in me. It's beautiful. Mm.
So, Jordan St. Cyr, it's interesting. I mean, you've been creating music and touring and sharing your message with others for a long time, but you're just now moving to Nashville, so explain the deal on that.
Yeah, you know, somebody once said, let this town bring you here. And so we've been, you know, thinking about moving for the last 6 years, and the timing just wasn't right, you know. And really, something changed in me where I stopped writing for myself and I started writing songs for others. Even though I still had this heart for God and people, something switched in me. And now that these songs really are serving and impacting people, I become less central in the story and God becomes greater. And I think that's what really started opening doors for me. And it's really, in a lot of ways, just changed my life. And so here we are. We're in Nashville, Tennessee.
Jordan, when you talk about doors being opened and the Lord opening doors and directing you, so again, there's a 10 album debut album for you, 10 song album, Jordan St. Cyr, coming out on March 4th. And Fires was the song that really kind of took the Christian radio world by storm, as it was last year. Honestly, were you surprised at all with the success that that song had, the number of people that it impacted?
Absolutely. You know, when we finished writing that song, you know, I think we knew we had something that was special, but we didn't know the extent of that. You know, at the end of the day, it was a Wednesday. You know, we wrote a song and we'll show up on Thursday to write another one. And I think ultimately that's what God wants from us, is just to be faithful with our days, steward them well, and show up. And because I think at the end of the day, we're joining Him in the work that He is doing. And so to see this song just impact so many lives was just such a blessing to be a part of. And I could have never predicted that in a million years.
And more recently, though, Jordan, and it's the song we've got ready to go here on the heels of this interview, Weary Traveler. And it's a change up. It's a different message. It's not It doesn't sound like everything else on a CCM station like ours. Tell me the story behind that one.
Yeah, I think these songs, there's a tension in them, you know, because while we believe that God is the God of miracles and God does come through in his timing, he also allows us to walk through these seasons that can be painful and hard, because I think he's using them to shape us and refine us for the work that he has prepared for us to do. Weary Traveler, you know, really is an extension for my family and I coming out of, you know, this song Fires and what we've been going through with our little girl and her chronic illness. I think it's just a relevant song for, you know, the place we are in culture, in our world, coming out of this pandemic. There's a weight that we've carried for so long that even in the midst of it, I think, you know, really only God could be the one to truly bear that kind of weight. And I think it's the song is a bit of a call to lay that down at Jesus' feet and watch what he will do.
It makes me think about Matthew 11, 28 through 30, where Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I don't know if that's the scripture you had in mind, but certainly one I think of with that song.
Absolutely. You know, he says, come to me, all who are burdened, you know, and weary, and I will give you rest. What I love is, you know, it's not exclusive. It's so inclusive. He says all. And and it's just such an amazing invitation, because I think while for most of us, we may only receive our miracle in heaven, there is this drawing of heaven to earth, and there is hope here, and it's through Christ's Spirit, and he just welcomes us in. And I think if we can surrender to his will, even in the midst of our circumstances, we will find, you know, a piece of heaven here. We will find our home here before we, you know, get to our final resting place.
Jordan, great to have you on the Wib Wake Up Show. Jordan St. Cyr, go get his self-titled debut album, 10 incredible songs on it, including Fires and Weary Traveler. Comes out March 4th. I know you were just on tour with another rapidly rising artist, Ann Wilson, then going out with Jeremy Camp. So speaking of traveling, wishing you absolutely the best. It's great to be able to see artists get out on the road again, and hopefully folks can come out and see you guys.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Jordan St. Cyr, our guest here on the Wib Wake Up Show.